Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
All right, let's clear the air, shall we? 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to get something off your chest this morning. We do it every day on PXY Mornings. Christina is texting in. She says, adults wearing overalls, you look like a toddler, and I do not respect you. There, I said it. All right, Christina.
Not me wearing overalls last week.
You know what? I will say, I kind of liked them.
I love them. Christina obviously just doesn't look good in them. And that's a personal thing that's happening with her.
I don't recommend wearing them on a first date unless you're obviously trying to tell them, don't touch me.
It's the overalls and the chastity belt. I'm so sick and tired of people saying that hot chocolate is a kid's drink. There, I said it.
It's not.
Like, everyone's like, oh, you're catching.
What's a good, what's a good alcohol to mix with hot chocolate? I'm not talking about like
Bailey's or...
No, I'm not talking about like Kahlua or stuff like that. I could put vodka in hot chocolate.
Maybe.
With a little bit of milk.
Like a peppermint vodka.
Our intern was sucking down some hot chocolate this morning.
Is there booze in that?
Because she didn't know how to make she didn't know how to make coffee. You can't make a hot pot of coffee? That as an intern, it's bad.
Claire would never. Claire would just DoorDash it.
Yeah. I know. Gosh. Oh, intern Claire? Yeah. She never. Yeah, it's on its way. Yeah. She wouldn't be caught dead.
I'll be
dead.
Right back. Leaves for 3 hours.
She wouldn't be caught.
Claire, you missed the whole show.
Dead with a coffee filter.
Oh, my gosh. This person says, friendships are the best when both people are active in each other's lives. There, I said it.
True that.
Feels like a shot at a different friend, but that's a story for another time. You do you.
That's what people do, man. They call each other out on this show. Let's go to Andy. If you guys are just tuning in, Breezy and I were doing There, I Said It. We're just, you know, just a bunch of unpopular opinions in the rock. Andy says, the fact that you can now pay for a subscription service to help you manage your subscription services shows that real life has gone beyond parody and straight into turd town.
Yeah. Why do I have Albert on my phone? Why do I have Rocket Money on my phone? Yeah. Why do I have all the, I have never even used all of this, but that's okay. The girl who comes up to you on the street, if you could tell me how many subscriptions you're paying for right now, I'll give you $100. Nobody ever can do it. Ever.
I know what I'm paying for. I deleted a couple of my subscriptions.
What'd you delete?
HBO Max.
No more Chimp Crazy.
No. And then, you know, my buddy Dave was like, you're Verizon wireless customer. So through Verizon, if you go to the app, they're offering like HBO for $5 a month. I'm like, really?
For the first month.
Yeah, probably for the first
month. Then it goes back up to 40.
I got to look into that.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of perks out there that we don't know about. People don't want us to know about it.
There's a ton of perks out there, and I'm all about them.
This person says, Phoebe is the worst of the group in Friends. There, I said it. Oh my God.
She was my least favorite. So very whoever wrote that, I'm gonna agree. Apparently, this is a middle-aged man who's texting in because somebody just wrote, please stop mocking middle-aged men who you see going through a midlife crisis. It's usually a sign we've finally woken up to the fact that we've got one life to live, time is running out, and we need to try new things we've always wanted to try. There, I said it. Yeah, well, good on you, man. Good on you.
Period.
Who?
I can't wait for Christmas. There, I said it.
I don't understand why all of a sudden you're in your Christmas vibes. Because anytime
Well, I want my dash cam.
Anytime I bring it up, you tell me to stop.
I want my dash cam.
You can go and buy it today if you wanted it.
I can't afford it.
Yeah, see? Priorities.
Oh, my
my gosh. Ricky says the Bills are without a doubt going to be 2025 Super Bowl champions.
So last night, or yesterday afternoon, I guess I should say, the Bills got the dub. Now they're 5-2. We love that record. The Tennessee Titans not looking good. They're 1-5, so it's a tough scene.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. The Bills, anyone who watched the game yesterday, they weren't off to a great start, but they turned it around.
Turn that frown upside down. Hannah, do you have an unpopular opinion for us?
Hannah, over there, Hannah.
Come over here. We have to all share mics here.
Let's make it a good one this morning. Up. What do you got?
I hate when people get mad at me for not responding to their Instagram reels. I'm never going to watch them. You send me too many.
Oh, that's breezy.
Yeah, I'm done sending her some. I'm always like, Hannah, let's do this one. She ghosts me. I'm like, okay.
All right. That sounds really great.
What are we paying you for?
I think mine for today is you got to stop paying attention to the number on the scale, you guys. It's all about how well your clothes fit.
Yeah, that is true.
Don't let a number determine your happiness. There, I said it.
It's so true.
I don't care what that scale says.
Although you did just lose like 20 pounds, didn't you?
I don't know. I refuse to look.
When was it last year? Was it some holiday gathering that they made you step on the scale, or was that just a dinner?
No, we were just at a dinner for my aunt and uncles, and my cousin looked at me and goes, wow, you look fat. He goes, come into the bathroom. We're going to weigh you right now. In the middle of dinner. I was like, all right.
Are we coming up on a year, or was that like 6 months ago?
No, it hasn't been a year yet.
I honestly want to do a redo.
I honestly, Breezy, don't know. I
can't remember either.
Here's how off I was. I said, I already know how much I weigh. I'm 185. That's where I'm at. And the scale said 215. That's how off I was. That was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. 215, you guys. Now, granted, did I just eat a bunch of pasta and bread? Yeah.
Of course.
But still, it was eye-opening.
That was jarring. That 30 pounds was jarring.
It was eye-opening. And so since then, if I had to guess right now, I don't know. Do we have a scale somewhere in the building?
I can bring one in tomorrow.
If you could, I'd like to weigh myself live on the air.
Maybe 200?
I hope so. I'm still 215.
Let's do that tomorrow. I'll bring my scale in. There's no way
I'm that heavy. You know what they say, Hannah. Muscle weighs more than fat.
He goes to the gym once a month.
Hi, guys. My son Luke wanted me to text in for him this morning. His vampires hating garlic is a rumor spread by vampires to make people taste better. Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
How was Vampires and Vixens with Dennis Rodman?
How was it? Anyone? We got to ask our listeners on one of the tickets.
He goes, anyone go? We gave away like 17 pairs. It's like, anyone in this city go? Well, I hope so. We gave away a handful of tickets.
We gave away a lot of tickets for that show.
Oh,
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, that's the start of the week for all of this. And the opinions are just going to get spicier and spicier as the week goes on.
I know. We got a text coming in from Big Ed right now, but I'm not going to read it because, like Breezy said, he's the most toxic man in all of Rochester, New York.
Period.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.